Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Charmaine Chang, Director of Business Development at Allchip Technologies. Allchip is a leading global provider of silicon design and production services for systems companies developing complex and high-volume ASICs and SoCs. Welcome to the podcast, Charmaine.
Thanks, Dan. I'm glad to be here.
First, can you tell us how you came to this industry and, more importantly, why you joined Allchip?
I have been in the industry for 15 years. I first joined TSMC. And when I work there, I see the value of foundry and then the what it brings to the world, semiconductor and technology. And then I discovered about ASIC surface. And then I found that there is other value of ASIC surface can bring on top of the the foundry and to the semiconductor. So here I am.
Great. Yeah, we've worked with TSMC for a long time and, of course, Allchip. So we're really happy to have you here. So we've been seeing this trend where a lot of huge hyperscalers, the Microsofts, Amazons, and Googles of the world, are demanding very customized high-performance devices and are assembling these huge IC design teams. What is that doing to the high-performance computing market?
This is the trend of a fully vertical integration, I would say. And however, this is actually not the completely new. Apple has done that before. And then they are keep doing that because they see the benefits of it. The benefits including that those high performance chip can be tailored to their specifications, their own system, their own applications. And also it has a cost and strategy advantage since they source directly to the vendors.
Right. So, but what does that mean to fabless ASIC companies like Allchip?
Well, it actually is a very good news for fabless companies like Allchip. And we can see this from two points. First, we can see this from system houses' point of view. You know, those system houses, they are great, they have their products, but actually they are not traditional semiconductor companies, that they handle everything from architecture level through the assembling and testing. Their focus is on the intellectual properties and architecture in their product application. So Allchip is a ASIC companies here, has a special role to play. For example, we can bring architecture by handling all of the design applications tasks from front end to place and route to package integration, package service, and make it a fully functional chip. That is from the system house's benefit. The next, there is a benefit from foundry side. For instance, TSMC, a pure play foundry, they doesn't do ASIC. They focus on COT, which we call it customer-owned tooling. System companies, they are looking for, or they prefer ASIC model. Then here, Allchip is a ASIC company. We can close the capability gap between those two, between ASIC and COT model.
Yeah, I agree completely. The fabless ASIC business is booming right now, and it's because of these systems companies coming online, and they are learning how difficult this business is, creating complex ASICs and domain-specific chips. And, you know, I think that Allchip and the rest of the companies are really going to have a bright future in this integration. Is this new scenario also manifesting itself in the types of services ASIC companies are offering?
ASIC companies here are those standard product semiconductor company that has ASIC divisions in it. They have their own products, but their infrastructure is already been set up, so they have the resources to do custom silicon on the side. The companies like Allchip is different. We don't have any products, therefore we don't compete with our customers, and therefore we are a pure play design house. On the other hand, even though we are Foundry's customer, but then they treated us more like a partner, meaning we are more flexible in terms of engagement model with companies like TSMC. In fact, we are officially TSMC's global VCA and OIP partners.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about the Alchip relationship with TSMC. So does this movement from discrete devices to systems approaches to continue scaling Moore's Law and performance in general, does it have any long-term implications for the Fablic ASIC model?
It does, actually. System integration in terms of chiplet is becoming a norm for advanced technologies like 5nm, 3nm. But why the chiplet, we said? Because you can integrate heterogeneous dice from different sources in different technologies. And for example, CPU, GPU, high bandwidth memory, and other functional blocks like I/O, you can put those all together into a package in a system. And however, the integration of those different function dies, including the operations, are very complicated. We're talking about package integration, package design, substrate, supplier management, and all that. And here in Alchip, we have 2.5D product already in production for a couple of years. And Alchip has a lot to offer, more advanced 2.5D, 3D packages. So I would say this kind of challenge fits perfectly in Alchip's expertise.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think chiplets is really going to be a big boost to the fabless ASIC models, the fabless ASIC companies like yourself. Chiplets are very valuable. They decrease the time to market. They decrease the design cost. I think this is going to be a very, very big market. And it's chiplets is one of the trending topics on SemiWiki for the last 6 months. So how do customers normally engage with Alchip?
Customers engage with Alchip, they can go to our Alchip website, www.alchip.com. And also we will have coming up, we'll have a booth in TSMC North America OIP in October 26th. And you're welcome to visit us there. We'll be there on site to answer all the questions.
Great. Yeah, I'll be there as well. I've seen you there in the past. I know you've been a longtime partner with TSMC, and the OIP event is one of the most attended events, you know, here in Silicon Valley. So I look forward to seeing you there. And thank you again for your time, and I hope to speak with you at TSMC OIP.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.